The BC Coroner's Service's latest numbers on toxic drug overdoses for May and June, for the first time, include the deceased person's occupation. According to statistics released on Thursday, July 31, the two most common industries for current and past employment are trades, transport and equipment operators at 21% and sales and service at 10%. Occupation was not known in 55% of deaths. There were 145 deaths in May and 147 deaths in June, about 4.7 and 4.9 deaths per day, respectively. It's down from the 177 deaths reported in April, but roughly in line with the 138 reported in February and the 146 reported in March. There were 162 deaths in January. Vancouver, Surrey and Greater Victoria continue to report the highest number of unregulated drug deaths so far in 2025. Fraser Health and Vancouver Coastal Health account for 55% of deaths in 2025, with 269 and 238 deaths, respectively. The highest rates of death, at 44 per 100,000, were reported in Northern Health. In 2025 so far, there have been 915 toxic drug deaths reported in the province. Deaths among those aged 30 to 59 accounted for 69% of the fatal overdoses, while 78% of the deceased were male. Fentanyl continues to be the most common substance in toxicological testing at 70%, followed by methamphetamine at 52% and cocaine at 51%. The BC Coroner's Service says the number of deaths where carfentanil was detected has increased in recent months.